Good morning, I'm Sally Barker. Welcome to Local Business Focus. With me this morning is Wayne Hitchens from iBAMPSI Consulting. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Sally. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Now, this morning we're talking about an interesting topic, business succession and exit planning. Now, that seems to be two in one, but they do join together somewhat.
They do. Whether we like it or not, Sally, at some point as business owners, we're going to exit our business. And as confrontational as that might sound, exiting a business could be something that's not done by choice. A person could have an accident. They could pass away and they exit their business. They could exit their business because they get ill and they just simply can't go back to work. So that could be one exit, which is what we would call a forced exit. It could be something along the lines of a divorce. A couple breaks up. It could be a family business, and they need to exit their business to draw the funds from the business. A difficult situation to deal with. Succession planning, on the other hand, is also very much to do with exit planning, but succession. So take, for example, a situation where you have a person who runs a business, let's say he's got 20 staff and he's got two or three key members of staff who've been with him or her for a long time, they may want to succeed the owner of the business. So succession planning means replacing the owner so that the business is no longer owner dependent, but the owner is then allowed or is able to exit the business. So they really tie into each other.
Okay, so how important is it for you to understand that there are these two types of, exit strategies?
I think it's really important, and we could spend a long time educating our listeners in regards to that. But it's really important to understand that succession planning, which then leads to exit planning, and it doesn't have to be a full exit, is a very important part of business. Earlier on, we spoke about maximizing values of business. And the succession and exit planning process is very much about that. It's making the business non-owner dependent. It's allowing the business to have a framework to carry on. Many business owners simply want to leave a legacy behind. It's not always about the money and getting the value out of the business. Sometimes business owners just want to leave their mark on society. And they want somebody to take the baton, carry the flag. And so that succession and exit planning piece is very, very important.
Is it generally, if you're talking about succession, is it generally someone within the family you're wanting to take over the business?
One would like to think that the answer to that is yes. Unfortunately, in many cases, the answer is no. Take an industry that is very often more sort of male-dominated. You may have a space in business where the business owner and his wife have got daughters, and the daughters just don't want to be involved in the business. So it could be a situation like that. It could also be a situation where business owners don't have anybody in the family. They don't have children. There may be a situation where there's just nobody suitably qualified, or the children just simply don't want to be in business with mum and dad. It's not their field of expertise. So succession planning, whilst we'd like to think we'd like to hand the baton over to our children or family members, it's not always the case. And that's where good succession planning can assist business owners to bring other staff through, key members that are part of the business family, so to speak. And so they have the passion and the drive for the business, which is really important to carry that forward.
So what timeline are we looking at here?
Again, Sally, a difficult question to answer. Sometimes business owners want to get out just simply because they've had enough. And so the timeline obviously then is shortened dramatically. A general comment on that, we would normally say somewhere between a year and a half and 3 years is a good solid succession plan, allowing the business owner to then finally exit or partially exit the business. There's no definitive answer. It really depends how committed they are to that process.
And I guess if you, inside that time frame, if you're saying some business owners have just had enough, they just want to get it out, there could be at some point a forced exit in there as well.
That's true. There could be a forced exit. There's a whole variety of factors that come into it. When we start talking about succession and exit planning, it's really involving the key stakeholders. And when we talk about that and educate business owners in regard to that, what we recommend that they do is to involve all of their key stakeholders. Make certain that there's buy-in from their staff. Talk to their accountant, talk to their advisors, involve everybody in a team discussion so that you don't end up with a situation where you have that sort of typical forced exit.
When you are planning a business, when you're getting in that initial planning stage, we talk about cash flow, we talk about business value maximization and all of those kinds of things. Is the exit strategy something you should think about from the get-go as well?
That's an interesting question, Sally. Again, direct answer. Yes, we would recommend that business owners do think about that. Talk to their advisors, talk about the planning process in regards to exit planning. It's a harsh reality of life that at some point, there's, as I mentioned earlier on, there is going to be an exit in one form or another. So, yes, we would recommend that they do talk about that final exit at some point.
It can get quite emotional, I'd imagine, with families talking about, you know, succeeding, you know, parents and those kinds of things.
It's a very emotional topic. When one talks to business owners, a lot of the feedback that one gets is, it's my baby. It's what I do. It's who I am. And yes, it does become very emotional. In speaking to a number of colleagues in some of the advice pieces, it's the feedback that comes back very, very often is the business owners just simply don't want to let go. I know I'm a little bit like that myself. And I think that's fair to say. Business owners have put their heart and soul into building up their business. So it becomes part of who they are.
It's like letting your children out into the world.
Yeah, I think it'd be easier to let the children go sometimes.
Possibly. All right. Are there any tips that you would give to business owners in terms of what we've just been talking about?
Yeah, there are certain tips. I would definitely recommend that business owners consider this process, talk about it, talk to somebody that they trust, get their accountant and other advisors involved, form a panel of advice, but have a strategy. Definitely have a strategy. It's sometimes the terminology exit and succession planning, business value maximization, people think about that and they shy away from it. It's not that complicated and that complex, but I would absolutely recommend that people have a strategy, have a definite framework that can help them to plan that succession and exit.
All right. Thank you so much, Wayne Hitchens from iBAMPSI Consulting, proud station sponsor.
Thank you, Sally.